Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Gab Radio Network.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tamar Jacoby. ImmigrationWorksUSA.org is the website. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Tamar, anywhere else you want to send us?
No, that's good.
Okay. Reinventing the Melting Pot, that's one of her books. Tamar, thanks again for being here. She's our immigration expert, ladies and gentlemen, and has been now for about 13 years. We couldn't do without her. Even when she and I have these disagreements, these debates on the show, which I love very much. Hey, Tamar, the president... I'm sorry. There's a bill in Congress now that we touched on earlier in the show about bringing in people who are from English-speaking countries. There are 60 English-speaking countries outside the United States, so it's not like we're talking about England, as that reporter, what's his name from CNN, tried to make it sound like. What do you think about that? What do you think about that kind of an approach?
That's a small piece of what that bill does. You know, bills always do about dozens of things, and the little ones sometimes get more attention than the big things. The most important thing, that English-speaking, I know, I think immigrants should learn English. I don't think it necessarily helps for them to come from English-speaking countries. I don't think we necessarily want to do that.
It's all part of America's long tradition of assimilating our immigrants.
Exactly. But lots of people, you know, like I'm sure, you know, more than half your listeners came from someplace where they didn't speak English, and their grandparents and their parents and everybody learned English. I think learning English is just as good as speaking English when you start. But the most important thing, although I do think everybody should eventually learn English, certainly their kids should learn English, but the most important thing about the bill that you're talking about is over 10 years it would cut legal immigration by half. And I think that would be very bad for the country. I think at a time when there's nearly 6 million jobs standing open and the unemployment rate is down at what we call full employment, meaning almost, you know, everybody who wants to work can work.
So those, let me stop you for a second.
Let me just finish the sentence. But at a time when there's 6,000 jobs standing open and there's full employment and a lot of industries like construction and hospitality can't find enough workers, why would you cut in half the number of people who can come through those jobs?
Okay, those six million jobs.
Legal immigration is good.
That was two sentences tomorrow. So that six million jobs that you just mentioned is accurate. I've been reporting on that myself. But most of those jobs are not low-paying, menial jobs, invisible jobs. Those are highly technical, qualified jobs, most of them,
right?
Because the people who can't fill them, who they can't get to fill them, are Americans who are not qualified either technically, or they can't pass the drug test, or they don't have a driver's license, or something like that. Do you agree that we could bring people in to fill those jobs with those qualifications?
No. Mostly immigrants who come are low skilled or very high skilled computer programmers. Not too many people come to be welders.
In the middle.
If you're a welder, you stay at home and you be a welder at home.
Yeah.
Nurses do come. Right. Nurses come.
So then, how do we solve that?
We should train people for those jobs. Exactly. No, then that's why half of my time I spend thinking about that. My other organization is called Opportunity America, and that's what we focus on is job training. But there's still a lot of jobs in construction and hospitality, cleaning, picking lettuce, agriculture, picking lettuce, processing seafood, cleaning toilets in hotels, standing on a hot roof in the summer and a cold roof in the winter.
Laying brick, laying sod,
exactly.
They do all that.
But not that many Americans want to do right now.
That's right. I agree with that.
And it's good that we're so educated that we want better jobs. But the problem is, why at a time when you want 3% growth and what you basically have
but
are problems
with you
have
Do you have a problem
shortages.
With the English-speaking part of that bill?
I wouldn't. Well, so countries like, I think I said at the beginning, I think immigrants should learn English. Countries like Australia and Canada that have tried to say, let's look at their on-paper qualifications and bring them, it didn't work. both Australia and Canada started that 20 years ago, and now they've changed their
systems.
That's interesting.
I did not know
that. So
that
they have much, they focus much more on the demand in the country. When you just look at the resumes, you get doctors driving taxi cabs.
Right.
So English immigrants should learn English. Assimilation is important. We should do much more to say that and to make the English classes available.
Yep.
In cities with a lot of immigrants, people wait for 2 years for English classes. We should do much more to say that we want them to learn English and make the
and
tools
quickly,
available.
Quickly,
but
is the
point system is not the answer.
Quickly, I got 20 seconds. Is the Syrian immigration issue in America dead? Is it over? Are we done with it?
Well, I mean, there's refugees. No, we haven't really.
We're not taking any more in, though. We're not taking any in right now, though, are we?
We haven't raised the numbers.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, Tamar, give us the websites quickly, please.
ImmigrationWorksUSA.org. Thanks for the chance to have a conversation.
Hey, Tamar, safe travels. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Tamar,
Tamar
Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.